Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word.
Thanks, son. I'm going to sing "He Forgives and Forgets." Praise the Lord, there is mercy in heaven, in that land where the sun never sets. For the Savior forgives, not as mortals, oh, but our Savior forgives and forgets. He forgives, well, and forgets. He forgives and forgets. Oh, not as mortals forgive one another, oh, but our Jesus forgives and forgets. Now when we bowed at the footstool of mercy, and we knocked on the door to be let in, Jesus not only freely did pardon, oh, but forgave and forgot every sin. Oh, He forgives, well, and forgets. He forgives and forgets. Oh, not as mortals forgive one another, oh, but our Jesus forgives and forgets. Oft we hear people say, "I'll forgive you, but I cannot forget if I tried." Oh, but our Savior's own blood sealed our ransom. Oh, to forgive and forget He had died. Well, He forgives, well, and forgets. He forgives and forgets. Oh, not as mortals forgive one another, oh, but our Jesus forgives and forgets. Now when our book has been opened for judgment, may we find there's no record of debts. Oh, we'll not fear, our sins have been pardoned, for our Jesus forgives and forgets. Oh, He forgives, well, and forgets. He forgives and forgets. Oh, not as mortals forgive one another, oh, but our Jesus forgives and forgets.
Thank you, Ray. We appreciate that song, and I know that the listening audience always looks forward to hearing you sing. Amen. And we're blessed to have you in the house with us again today for this broadcast. But I want to remind our listeners that our announcer will be back at the end of the broadcast to share how to get in touch with us, and we really enjoy hearing from you. Did y'all hear that? We love
Amen.
To hear from you.
Oh, yes.
We also want to offer a free gift this week, so be sure to stay in tune. Ray?
Well, hey, it sounds good to me. You know, I'm so excited, Pam, about what God is doing and the plans that He has in front of us. Listen, folks, if God has spoken to you about our ministry, don't just shove it to the side. But listen, we are planning to open our ministry offices and the ministry the first part of May with a prayer gathering. What a wonderful time we're going to have. But we are in need of 50 chairs. sound equipment, and acrylic pulpit. If you know where we can obtain these or want to help us in this area, please give us a call or leave us a message at the email address. God will surely bless you abundantly.
Yes, he will, Ray. And you know, a couple of months ago in our newsletter, we sent out a card entitled Divine Affirmations. And you say, well, what is an affirmation? Well, an affirmation is a declaration that something is true. And you know, Ray, God's word is true. In fact, he said, God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Nor the son of man that he should repent.
Amen.
Has he said it and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? And that's in the Bible, found
Amen.
Numbers 23 and 19.
Well, you know, Pam, and then in the New Testament, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. That's found in Luke 21 and 33. I really like this scripture. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God, what, to lie, we must have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hebrews 6 and 18. In fact, Pam, go ahead and read it in the Amplified Version.
Okay, it says, this was so that by two unchangeable things, now listen to this, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to him for refuge might have mighty indwelling, I love this, strength and strong,
well, glory,
encouragement, woo, to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed to us.
Good.
And set before us. Well, Ray, and while we're looking at different translations, let's look at the Message paraphrase.
Amen.
It says, God can't break his word. How much plainer can you say it than that? And because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise unchangeable. We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let
go. Amen.
In fact, let's read on through the 19th verse. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline.
I like that.
Reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God. Isn't that good, Ray?
Wow, that sure is. Why don't we go just over some of the affirmations that you sent out in the newsletter, babe? In fact, I'll start it.
Okay.
My thoughts are affirmative. Now listen, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes.
Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4, 6 through 9.
And Ray, the Message Bible reads, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray.
Amen.
Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll be best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, And God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Amen?
Amen.
And the second affirmation is, I am a winner.
Ooh, glory.
In 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, it tells us, now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Woo, Pam, listen, I got it. Thank God in the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. I like a victory parade. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the acquisitive fragrance. That's from the Message.
Okay.
Listen, I am an adequate person. Now, here's another one. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Remember the scripture, where sin abound does much more grace. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And the Message reads, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything, get ready, and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done.
Amen. And another one would be, I am a special person.
Oh, yes.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,
yes,
and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and 9. And the Amplified reads, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special
Amen.
People, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and the perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Okay, Pam says, here's another one. My life has purpose, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto good works. Listen, that is wonderful, isn't it? Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 and 10. Now the Message reads this way. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. Yeah. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. The good work he has gotten all ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing.
Amen. And Raymond, I like this one. I am successful.
Oh, yes.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord,
yes,
and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Oh, I like that.
That's found in Psalms 1:1-3. Now listen to it in the Message.
Amen.
How well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin Saloon.
Sin Saloon.
You don't slink along dead end road. You don't go to the smart mouth college.
Wow.
Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You are a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf and always in blossom.
Okay, here's another one. I am strong and able. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I dread? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's according to the Amplified.
And then, Raymond, we should say every day, I am sufficient for every need.
Wow, I am sufficient.
Because according to Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I like the way the message reads. It says, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am.
And hear this one, folks. Reversals will not subdue me.
Amen.
Because ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4 and 4. Listen now to the Message Bible. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God.
Amen.
Well, you have already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the spirit in you is far stronger
Amen.
Than anything in the world.
Which leads us to the next one that says, I will overcome every obstacle.
Yes, praise
These
God.
These things have I spoken Woo. Unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
I have overcome the world. That's found in John 16 and 33. And if you read the message, it says, I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world.
Well, glory. Hey, designs to harm, we will fail.
Me? Yeah.
Huh? No,
now,
designs to harm me?
Yeah.
No, it's not that we fail. Here's what it says, folks. Designs to harm me will fail.
Amen.
Listen what it says now. No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54 and 17. Now, in the Message Bible, it reads like this. But no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar.
Come on, people.
Isn't that great? Hey, this is what God's servants can expect.
Are you expecting it?
Oh, yes. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. God's decree. Wow. Do you see the power in speaking the truth of God's word? So, folks, listen, we encourage you to do this every day.
Absolutely, Ray. But let's see if we can finish these. The next one is, I am secure and confident. In Proverbs 3, 24 through 26, it tells us, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid.
Amen.
Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence,
Amen.
And shall keep thy
confidence.
Foot from being taken. And according to the Message Bible, it reads like this. You'll take afternoon naps without a worry.
Well, glory.
You'll enjoy a good night's sleep.
Amen.
No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions that doom days just around the corner.
Well, they're saying that all the time.
Because God will be right there with you.
Amen.
He'll keep you safe and sound. Amen.
Hey, well, glory.
Right?
Under trial, I'm going to stand, says I will stand. There hath no temptation taken you to, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful.
Amen.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. In the Message Bible, it reads it this way. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others had to face. All you got to do is remember that God will never let you down. He will never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Glory to God.
Wow. Raymond, listen to this. It says, my work shall prosper.
Woo! Glory.
and it's based on Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous,
Amen.
And then thou shalt have good success. Won't your work to prosper? Okay, let's read it in the Message, which says it. And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation
Amen.
Be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure that you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed.
Amen. Another affirmation is, I am well supplied. I like this one. Oh, fear the Lord, all ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. For the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Amen.
Psalms 34, 9 through 10. Now listen to the Amplified. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, revere and worship him. For there is no want to those who truly reverence and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, and we say inquire of and require the Lord by the right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing.
You know, it's kind of hard not to stop and preach on some
wow.
of these, you know.
Woo.
But let's move on. The next one says, health and prosperity are mine. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John 1 and 2, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Let's look at it in the Amplified, which reads, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. And in the Message Bible, it says, we're the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul.
Well, glory. Babe, here's one of the affirmations. My needs are always met. Isn't that great?
Amen.
It says, my God shall supply all your need. I love the need part. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have an S. Need covers it all.
That's right.
According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Note, we're all saying always. Why? Because as it reads in the Message Bible, you can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceedingly even yours in the glory that pours from Christ Jesus.
Amen. In Raymond, it tells us, I am well and healthy.
Good divine health.
Amen.
Oh,
according
yes.
to
Walk
Jeremiah
in.
33 and 6, it says, Behold, I bring it. What? Health and a
health
cure.
And cure.
And I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth.
Amen.
Want to be well and healthy? Then confess or affirm this daily. Why? Because it's God's word.
And then another affirmation that people need to get a hold of. My worries are over.
Yes.
Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Now the Amplified really breaks it down for us. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
Amen. Amen. So we get rid of our worries, and then fear is not my practice.
We don't want fear. Mm-mm.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, that's where it's at.
Uh-huh.
And if you need to get rid of fear, stand on this.
Yes.
Let's read it in the Amplified. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and love and calm and a well-balanced mind and discipline and I like this, and self-control.
Well, glory, self-control. I like this one, Pam. I am a totally new person. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Notice it. It says, if any man, that includes your and you. And I like the Message reading Bible right here. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start.
Yes, they do.
It's created new. The old life is gone, and a new life burns his own. Look at it.
Amen. And Roman, I like this. It says, I'm happy.
Happy.
And according to Philippians 4:4, it tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Need a reason to be happy? Here it is. In fact, listen to this verse in the Message. Celebrate.
Woo!
God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him.
Amen. That little chorus song that Judy McKern taught us years ago says, celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
Celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
And then the next affirmation says, I am free. I'm free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. The power of the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Is the way it reads now and amplified.
Amen. And one of the last ones says, I am victorious. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And in the Amplified, it says, yet among all these things, we're more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. Romans 8:37.
Amen. You know, Pam, it is true. And I believe it.
Yes.
For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. We read this at the beginning of the lesson, but it is still true. Amen.
Amen. I envision every affirmation. That's the final one. And it says, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of the people, and prepare their heart unto thee. 2 Chronicles 29:18. We want to encourage you to make these divine affirmations daily. Why? Because it's about what the Word of God says about you and your situations. See it in your heart. And watch it as these things begin to take place in your life. Right?
Well, glory. Well, baby, I sure hate to wind this up, but it's time for the broadcast to be wound up for this week. But we want to offer our radio listeners a copy of this divine affirmation card. We sent it out to our partners in the newsletter. If you desire to obtain a copy of these affirmations, just send us an email to our address, for our announcer will give it. But until next week, honey, we got to let them go.
Yeah.
We know that we love you, and we look forward to being with you again soon. God bless you.
I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Take time and email us at victoryinliving, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Visit us at our website, Victory in Living Ministries, again, that's all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, according to Numbers 6:24-26.